In this bulletin, the Reserve Bank drops the cash rate to a record low. At least three people dead in a terror attack in Vienna. And in racing, Twilight Payment wins this year's Melbourne Cup. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The Reserve Bank of Australia has cut the official cash rate from 0.25% to a record low of 0.1%. The RBA is expecting to keep the rate at 0.1% for at least 3 years in an effort to stimulate the economy amid a coronavirus-induced recession. The board has also agreed to similar reductions for other measures to keep market interest rates and funding costs low across the economy. Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says the RBA's decision is effectively a vote of no confidence in the federal government's handling of the recession.
They have come to the same conclusion that many others have, that even though it will look like a recovery on paper over the coming months and years, it will still feel like a recession for too many Australians who are out of work.
At least three people are dead and several others injured after gunmen opened fire near the main synagogue in Austria's capital, Vienna. One of the suspects is among the dead, with authorities searching for others believed to still be at large. Locals are being urged to stay indoors and border checks are being reinforced. Chancellor Sebastian Kurz has described the attack as repulsive.
It is, of course, a very tense security situation, especially in the federal capital, Vienna. One perpetrator has been eliminated, but apparently several perpetrators are still at large. From what we can see at the moment, they're very well equipped. They have automatic weapons. They're very professionally prepared. It's definitely a terrorist attack.
Authorities say there's still likely undetected cases of coronavirus in Victoria, despite the state recording its fourth straight day of no new infections or deaths. The last time there were four consecutive days of no new cases was in late February. There are now 38 active coronavirus cases in Victoria, the lowest number of active cases since the government began recording them on the 29th of March. Commander of Testing Jerome Weimer says while the figures are positive, it'll be a while before Victoria can return to COVID normal. Meanwhile, at least a dozen people have been arrested at an anti-government protest outside Parliament House in Melbourne. South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall says the state will relax its border restrictions with Victoria in about 2 weeks' time. The change will mean the hard border closure with Victoria will go, with people allowed to quarantine for 14 days in a home environment instead of in a hotel. Only essential travellers, students returning home for the holidays, or people permanently relocating are currently allowed to enter South Australia from Victoria. Mr Marshall says the change will depend on COVID-19 cases in Victoria remaining low, but he's remaining optimistic.
I think we've got to be very careful not to give false hope, but at the same time, I think we are in a position where Victoria has done very well. They've locked down very hard, and that has meant that they've got those numbers right down. What we need to see now is what the effects are going to be as that mobility increases.
Meanwhile, in New South Wales, one new locally acquired coronavirus case has been recorded, a staff member at Jasmine One Lebanese restaurant in Liverpool. The staff member worked three shifts while potentially infectious. A further two cases among returned travellers in hotel quarantine have also been reported. Anyone who attended the restaurant should get tested immediately and self-isolate for 14 days regardless of the result. And delays of up to an hour have been experienced at checkpoints into Queensland today as the state's hardline border restrictions ease. Residents from regional New South Wales are now allowed into the Sunshine State after months of closures because of the coronavirus. Gold Coast District Chief Superintendent Mark Wheeler says he's pleased with the way traffic is flowing.
Most importantly, the majority of people have actually got themselves a pass, which is really good to see. And I think what's really helped here as well is the fact we're honouring those X-passes for people who've got a current X-pass, and we'll continue to do that, and that's helping get the traffic through. But in terms of the volumes that we've seen and some of our activities across our border checkpoints, since the 8th of August, which was the other significant change we had, we've intercepted some 90,000 vehicles.
The border ban ended at 1 a.m, but Queensland remains shut off to residents in Greater Sydney and Victoria. Meantime, Queensland has reported three new cases of COVID-19 in returned travellers. All three were acquired overseas and detected in hotel quarantine. In racing, Twilight Payment has won this year's Melbourne Cup. The Irish trained horse crossed the finish line at Flemington Racecourse ahead of Tiger Moth and Prince of Iran to claim the $8 million prize. The Melbourne Cup usually attracts crowds of up to 100,000 people, but they were forced to stay away due to coronavirus restrictions. See what the weather's doing across the country for Wednesday. Partly cloudy, 26 degrees in Perth, a shower or two, 20 in Adelaide. In Melbourne, a couple of showers developing, a top of 23. Much the same for Hobart, also a windy 24 degrees, mostly sunny in the capital, 27 for Canberra. Fine weather for Wollongong, 25 degrees. Much the same for Sydney, also sunny in Newcastle, 27. Sunny in Brisbane, 28. Sunny in Cairns, 33. And much the same in Darwin, 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for more news analysis, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.